Number 3. Plaza de Acebechería. You are now in a square called the Plaza de Inmaculada or Acebechería that houses another entrance to the cathedral. Before we focus on the cathedral, let me explain that the beautiful building you have just opposite the cathedral entrance is the Monastery of San Martino Pinario. This square gets its name from the artist guild that work mainly with azabache, which is a black stone typical of Santiago de Compostela. When you look at this entrance, don't get too close. On the stairs in front of the facade is a good place to stand. This entrance is the newest of all the four entrances of the cathedral. The original Romanesque doorway that was located here was constructed in the 17th century and was called the Door of Paradise, used by pilgrims to enter the cathedral. Some of the figures that we saw on our first stop in the Plaza de Platerías were taken from this entrance at that time. This new entrance, after the old one was taken apart in the 18th century, was created by Lucas Ferro Caveiro and marks a transition from the Baroque style, decorative and overloaded, to the newer neoclassical style. The combination of these two styles in this facade gives it a great beauty. Because of this, this facade is quite different from the other ones we have looked at so far. In the lower part of the facade, where the two doors are located, we can observe Baroque decorations, emphasizing once more the importance of the pilgrimage to Santiago. We can see a star and the pilgrim's shell over the doors. Over the doors, we have the two windows. These windows and the overall finish of the facade is dominated by a neoclassical style with medallions and pediments. In the center, over the middle column of the doors, we have a statue of Faith with the cross and the cup. All the way at the top, we can see the statue of Saint James, accompanied by two kings at his feet in a praying position. Let us continue our walk around the cathedral. If you are in front of the doors, step back onto the walkway and continue walking down through the small tunnel under the Palacio de Gilmeres to the Plaza de Obradoiro. Now, press pause on your player and start it again once you are in the middle of the square.